So welcome back to Heart Series 2 and to Day 9 of Part 2. Now, one of the tips that I suggested a few days back, actually, at the end of the exercise in terms of your integration of this technique into everyday life can actually be used to really good effect in the exercise itself. So you may have noticed that some days you'll be focusing on this person in the visualization, and something will distract you. It might be that the mind feels very busy, that your body feels perhaps a little agitated in some way. It might be that you experience a sense of strong emotion within the exercise. Whatever it is, that can actually be used as part of the exercise. You remember in part one, I suggested that, okay, whenever that happened, you sort of projected the idea onto the image before then taking it away. Now, obviously, we don't want to do that in this exercise. We don't want to project our own difficulties or problems onto somebody else. But what we can do is actually imagine that those difficulties, the problems that we're experiencing in that moment, in terms of actually doing the exercise, that's part of the exchange taking place. So it's almost as though if you were to experience some discomfort in your body, there would be a sense of, oh, okay, well, at the moment I'm trying to take on the difficulties of somebody else, so good, maybe it's working, you know, maybe this is just the effect of that. Or it may be that you experience a sense of doubt or anxiety. And likewise, in just the same way, it's a sense of, okay, well, I wasn't necessarily trying to take on a sense of anxiety, but maybe, you know, this is part of the exchange taking place. And what happens in that moment is that all of a sudden we stop resisting those things within ourselves. We allow them space to breathe. And at the same time, we cultivate a sense of empathy. It's such a clever kind of exercise. I remember the first time that I was introduced to it, long, long time ago. And at first it sounded a little strange, you know, but the more I did it, the more not only did it help me find a sense of ease with those things that often disturbed me in my own practice, but it also allowed me to feel a bit more sort of connected to people around me in my life. So hopefully you'll find that it does just the same thing for you. But just as an idea for today, tomorrow, and the next couple of parts of Heart Series 2, it's that idea, remembering that you can always feed in, no matter what happens, no matter what your experience is of the meditation, of the exercise, you can always feed that in and actually make productive use of it within the exercise itself. So with that in mind, just take a moment now to set yourself up so you feel comfortable. Remember the posture upright, get relaxed. And when you're ready, beginning with some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just closing the eyes. As you become more aware of the space around you, checking in with each of the physical senses. You're starting to become more aware of physical sensations as well now. Remember, as you scan down through the body, taking in all the different areas, not just the larger parts of the body, but the smaller parts as well, the fingers, the toes. Making sure to acknowledge and recognize the areas of the body that feel perfectly relaxed and comfortable, as well as the areas that might be carrying a bit of tension. And just taking the time to notice the sort of emotions that might be around at the moment as well. As now you just start to become a little more clear about your intention, your motivation for sitting today, for taking that time out, what it is you're looking to learn, understand in your own mind and in your relationship to others, knowing that this inevitably benefits others as well as yourself. And now as you begin to be a bit more aware of the breath, that movement of the breath in the body, just shifting the focus, allowing the focus to settle on that rising and falling sensation, and just staying with that just for the next few minutes now. And as you continue in that way, aware of the inhalation, the exhalation, not identifying too much with it, just aware of that movement. As that image comes clearly to mind, and it's almost as though you're just watching it happen. There's no sense of trying to make it happen. There's just this natural exchange that begins, that the breath is an inherent part of. Just focusing all your attention on this other person, watching as their difficulty is let go of, and as it's replaced by a sense of genuine ease and contentment with each and every breath. And when they look completely relaxed and at ease, free from any difficulty, just let that image go now. Just let go of any focus. Just let the mind do whatever it wants to do. And now just bringing the mind, the focus, the attention back into the space in which you're sat. Starting to notice those points of contact again, the physical points of contact. Noticing any sounds. And in your own time, you can just gently open the eyes again. Clear in how you're feeling. Clear about this idea of maintaining this sense of awareness as you move now from the exercise into everyday life. And throughout the day, just looking for these opportunities to apply some of these ideas. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair, have a stretch. And it's worth saying, you know, these are new ideas, although we're already sort of moving towards the end of part two. Some of these ideas are quite, well, for many people, they're quite sort of revolutionary, you know, and they take a bit of getting used to. So give yourself time to remember to do them each day, but also to learn, you know, how to apply a sense of lightness of touch to the exercise, because that's what I think is probably most important in this particular exercise, especially integration of it in everyday life. Not being too sort of heavy-handed with it, not thinking, right, now I need to do this, and really sort of trying to do something. Equally not feeling as though we're taking on something heavy, you know, but instead we're just working with an idea. It's spacious, the mind is very spacious, and the more we can bring this sort of lightness of touch, this effortless quality, the more spacious the mind will be, and the easier actually we'll be able to, the more easily we'll be able to connect, you know, with these feelings of empathy and kindness and understanding, and therefore the relationships we have with those people around us inevitably start to flow a little bit more easily, and therefore they tend to be a little bit more fulfilling, you know. So just something to remember as you're finding these opportunities throughout the day, not only to practice sort of the mini version of this technique, but also just to apply this sense of exchange with somebody you pass in the street or a number of different people at one time in any space you might find yourself throughout the day. But I'll see you back here tomorrow for the final day of part two, for day 10 of part two of the Heart Series 2.